According to the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, an American aid worker is being treated there for the deadly Ebola virus. The patient arrived this morning from Sierra Leone, where she or he had been working with the aid group Partners in Health. The patient's not being identified for privacy reasons, but is the 11th person with the virus to be treated in the U.S. Of course, this is a stark reminder that the disease, while somewhat abated in West Africa, is still a threat. It's also bringing back memories for other aid organizations whose workers have returned and survived. George Saloum is the Ebola Crisis Team Leader for Serving in Mission, or SIM. That's an international mission organization with more than 1,600 missionaries across the world. Two SIM workers, first Nancy Wrightbowl and then later Rick Sacra, were infected and recovered. So, George, you're probably flashing back as you get this news today of another person infected.
Yeah, obviously it brings back a lot of memories. It wasn't that long ago that we were in the same boat and we were trying to find ways to get Nancy and Wrightbowl and Kent Brantley out of the country in a manner to get them to safe healthcare facilities where they could be treated. And I can just imagine what the people are going through right now for the people who've been affected in Sierra Leone, probably going through some of the same processes and thoughts trying to deal with this disease.
Well, I was going to ask you, Partners in Health has released a statement saying that they want to respect the privacy of their colleague. They are a highly respected aid organization that's worked around the world in deadly situations. In fact, we just spoke to a young nurse who did training with Partners in Health before going to West Africa. But did they consult with you at all, or is it assumed that, you know, they have the knowledge of how to handle this?
They have not called us. I mean, if they wanted to, they'd be more than welcome to. But like you said, they really know what they're doing and what to do for this process.
Well, you still have people on the ground in Liberia. How are they reacting to this?
Yeah, I think our perspective is we have to continue to be diligent and conscientious. That it has not disappeared and it could pop up any time like it did in Sierra Leone. And so our people are being very intentional and continue to follow the safety protocols they need to.
And how would you characterize where we are with Ebola in West Africa?
I think we're definitely near the end of the cycle, God willing. We're near the bottom of the epidemic. Definitely in Liberia, it's been several weeks since we've had a new case. Guinea is starting to show some of the same trends. And Sierra Leone is probably the one that's furthest behind, from my opinion. But I think we're going to continue seeing occasional cases pop up, like these two healthcare workers, the one from the U.S. and the one from Britain, as we move forward. Because, again, it may be a while before we have all the people who may be affected come out from the remote regions into the urban areas where it may be possible to transmit it to a healthcare worker.
Well, as you said, from your lips, you know, but still very deadly. And we're reminded that when your colleagues came back, there was only one jet equipped to evacuate people with Ebola. And that in addition to the drama of whether or not they'd survive, it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and took months to get reimbursed by insurance.
Yes, that's true. When we experienced the evacuation of Nancy and then Rick Sacra shortly after that, the process to get access to the jet was not easy. Thankfully, we have a State Department that really cares about American citizens. So with Rick, they actually approached us and asked us if we wanted to have access to the jet after we had been told we probably couldn't have access to that facility. When Rick went in, he went in assuming he could not be evacuated in event of him contracting Ebola.
And by the way, let's remind people, this was after Nancy came back with a doctor, Dr. Kent Brantley. They'd been infected, and he volunteered to go over to keep your hospital there running.
Correct. And Rick knew that if we did not get that hospital reopened, it would probably never reopen. So he volunteered to go knowing that he would, if he caught Ebola, he would have to have it treated in country. And that was a risk him and his wife, Debbie, were willing to take, and they agreed to. So it was kind of a surprise when I called the people on the ground and said, hey, we have access to the jet. We're going to bring him out of the country. So that was a blessing.
Well, and Nancy Wrightbowl is on her way back to Liberia. So pretty incredible. But I just want to ask your thoughts on the reaction then to the first Ebola cases that came back, and the reaction now. People, completely different. We don't see the same kind of fear.
Well, the change in perceptions and attitudes and from the first go-around with Kent and Nancy, when people were pretty angry and upset with SIM and in Samaritan's Purse for bringing our people back and exposing them to American citizens. It was pretty harsh. But when they were healed and they turned around and said, you know, we're fine and we're going to go back, I think American perspectives changed dramatically. And now it's almost like expectation that people are going to be healed and cured from it, even though there's still no guarantees. And we had at least the one Liberian, Thomas Duncan, who did pass away after he contracted and came to America. So it's still a risky situation.
Well, but there seems to be better understanding that the illness will be contained in the hospital treating the people.
Yeah, I think people have learned that our American medical system is well equipped to deal with things like Ebola and probably things even worse than Ebola. We don't have that capacity in Liberia, and that's one thing we're trying to work on. That's why Rick went back to try to help Liberians be equipped for their own needs, medical needs there in the country. That's why we're starting a residency program and trying to establish a scholarship program to train up Liberian doctors right there on the ground.
That's George Saloom, the Ebola Crisis Team Leader for Serving in Mission, or SIM, the international aid organization in North Carolina. As a worker for Partners in Health, returns to the U.S. with Ebola and is currently being treated at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. George, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate your time.